Good morning, and welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 217. Oh, he whom Jesus loved has truly spoken. That holier worship which God deigns to bless restores the lost and heals the spirit broken and feeds the widow and the fatherless. Hymn number 217. Scriptural will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
1 John, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Matthew, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 339. There are none friendless, none afraid, the saving truth who know. Their shining path leads from the shade, and up to light they go. Hymn number 339.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. And in case you didn't know, we actually start every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had a really good one this morning. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, or you can also catch it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children at 11 a.m., and that class is conducted for children anywhere in the world because we have a telephone number that can be called from anywhere in the world. So if you have a child who is of Sunday school age and you don't live in the area, please call us and we'll be glad to give you the number and welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery for infants and toddlers at all of our services and meetings. And we just had a good Bible study yesterday, so we won't have another one this coming Saturday. The next Bible study session will be Saturday, February 15. So be on the lookout on our website for the study questions, and please join us, not next Saturday, but in 2 weeks. At 10 a.m., that's Saturday, February 15. We have a website that offers a huge abundance of articles, lessons, hymns, songs, anything you could ever want to bless and heal. And we offer it all free to the general public. Of course, it's not free. It costs us something. And that is why we appreciate any and all donations to our church. And one article that I'd like to point out that's featured on the front page of our website is an article by Martha A. Holton entitled, Doing, Not Trying to Do. I found it a good wake-up call. Doing, not trying to do. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained from studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Janet from Georgia.
Page 440. I became interested in Christian Science through being healed. I had no faith in doctors, therefore would not consult any, but felt that something must be done, or I would soon follow a brother and sister who had passed on with the same claim. In my extremity, I thought of the great physician and took my case to him and realized that he alone could help me. A relative, finding I would not consult a doctor or take any drug, gave me Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures to read, saying that, although a dear friend thought she was greatly helped by a Christian Scientist, he himself had no faith in that kind of treatment and had no use for the book. I had heard of the people called Christian Scientists and of their textbook, Science and Health, but knew nothing about either. Yet I wanted to know and looked to the book gladly and was soon deeply interested in it. It was a revelation to me. Although I could only understand it in part, I knew it was the truth, and the truth was making me free. I felt that I had been bound in prison and that now, one after another, the bonds were being broken and I was lifted into the pure air and light of heaven. I was healed before I had read halfway through the precious volume, for I was obliged to read slowly and some passages over and over again. When I came to page 304, line 10, 47th edition, I then and there felt that I must add my testimony, though already there were heaps upon heaps. But since then, I have tried to put the thought of those dark days away from me and only refer to them now in the hope that someone who is bound may be released and brought into the light of divine love, which alone can heal and make us every whit whole. LMC, Brooklyn, New York.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 10 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, love. The golden text is from 1 John. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. The responsive reading is from 1 John, Luke, and John. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?
Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Florence from Georgia will now read.
From the Bible, Jeremiah. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O Israel, thy prophets are like foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Amos. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Isaiah. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Matthew. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Ye have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? John, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Colossians. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. 1 Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. James. Pray one for another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Day-Day from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Universal love is the divine way in Christian Science. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept. Patience must have her perfect work. We walk in the footsteps of truth and love by following the example of our Master in the understanding of divine metaphysics. First in the list of Christian duties, he taught his followers the healing power of truth and love. He attached no importance to dead ceremonies. It is the living Christ, the practical truth, which makes Jesus the resurrection and the life to all who follow him indeed. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. To keep the commandments of our Master and follow his example is our proper debt to him, and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that he has done. It is possible. Yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man, and woman to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. In Latin, the word rendered disciple signifies student, and the word indicates that the power of healing was not a supernatural gift to those learners, but the result of their cultivated spiritual understanding of the divine science which their Master demonstrated by healing the sick and sinning. Hence the universal application of his saying, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me, understand me through their word. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. To love one's neighbor as oneself is a divine idea, But this idea can never be seen, felt, nor understood through the physical senses. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause, and effect belong to God. These are His attributes and the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle, love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. When we realize that there is one mind, the divine law of loving our neighbor as ourselves is unfolded. Whereas a belief in many ruling minds hinders man's normal drift towards the one mind, one God, and leads human thought into opposite channels where selfishness reigns. Selfishness tips the beam of human existence towards the side of error, not towards truth. Denial of the oneness of mind throws our weight into the scale not of spirit, God, good, but of matter. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but His. No other love, wisdom, or truth. No other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error. The letter of science plentifully reaches humanity today, but its spirit comes only in small degrees. The vital part, the heart and soul of Christian science, is love. Without this, the letter is but the dead body of science, pulseless, cold, inanimate. The test of all prayer lies in the answer to these questions. Do we love our neighbor better because of this asking? Do we pursue the old selfishness, satisfied with having prayed for something better, though we give no evidence of the sincerity of our requests by living consistently with our prayer? If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we will never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness, like dew before the morning sunshine. The poor, suffering heart needs its rightful nutriment, such as peace, patience in tribulation, and a priceless sense of the dear Father's loving kindness. God gives the lesser idea of Himself for a link to the greater, and in return, the higher always protects the lower. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is the man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Love giveth to the least spiritual idea might, immortality, and goodness, which shine through all as the blossom shines through the bud. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love. Love one another. 1 John 3:23 is the most simple and profound counsel of the inspired writer. Love fulfills the law of Christian Science, and nothing short of this divine principle, understood and demonstrated, can ever furnish the vision of the apocalypse. Open the seven seals of error with truth, or uncover the myriad illusions of sin, sickness, and death.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 179. Love one another, word of revelation. Love frees from error's thrall. Love is liberation. Love's way the master trod. He that loves shall walk with God. Love is the royal way. Hymn number 179.
Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, in the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal, matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.